you know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Earl looked like he got a smile on his face today. What's up, Earl?
Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Yeah, I got a smile on my face for a couple reasons, man. I watched the Packers again on the game on Saturday, and it's a week closer to the real deal, man. So, yeah, I'm smiling because it's almost here. But before we get into all of those things, I want to welcome a good friend, Mr. Jorge Reyna. He is Civic Media's VP of Marketing. And he wanted to talk about, you know, the fact that he's been moving around the state to different fairs. And he was in Brown County this past week at a fair. And he's got some great news that he wants to share with you, Gilbert, and the listening audience. Hey, good morning to you, Jorge. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. It's great to talk to you. Morning, Gilbert. Good to good talk morning. To you as well. Yeah, so, we have immersed in, Green Bay this past week, absorbing the culture, and there's definitely, I feel, the Green Bay Packers excitement. we've been setting up what we call the Truth Booth in, all of these county fairs. We started in Wausau at the Wisconsin Valley Fair, and then we were in Brown County just promoting the local stations and promoting Civic Media. So the whole point of the booth is that we have a microphone set up, and we invite people to sit down and tell us a story. And, it could be from any people from all walks of life are sitting down and just kind of sharing their experience living in their towns and their kind of visions for the future, all of those things. And we sat down with a woman who is like a lifetime season ticket holder. And she told us a story about how her family has had tickets for the Green Bay Packers like since the 50s. And her grandma is her mother. I think her name is Bay Froelich. She's a pretty well-known fan in the Packers community. And so I have some of the audio that we recorded to play for you. So, Calvin, if you can fire that up.
So you're a Packers fan, I take it, from your...
Season ticket holder.
Yeah. I heard it's like the fans own the franchise.
Yeah.
How does that work?
You could, at different times, purchase stock. You know, the first stock, I believe, was in the late 20s. Since I, purchased some, it was after the Super Bowl, the 31 Super Bowl in 97.
You know Gilbert Brown?
Yep.
Yeah, if you tune in Monday mornings from like 8 to 9.
Okay.
He does a show with one of our other hosts, Earl Ingram.
The Grave Digger.
The Grave Digger, yes, exactly.
See?
You'll be happy that you know that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number 93.
So now that we know that you know him, is there anything you want to tell him?
You were a very fun, fast player to watch, and I saw every game that you played here at Lambeau.
That's amazing. Yes, thank you.
Well, yeah, so, there you have it. That was her name's Barb Bleckler, and, she said she watched you and she enjoyed you every single game, so I wanted to pass along those news.
Well, big shout out to Barb. It's good to have one fan. That's good. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the only person who remembered you. I'm sorry. No, I'm
kidding. Hey, Jorge. Hey, Jorge. Did she mention me?
No, sorry.
Oh, girl. Okay.
You're not quite that famous.
Lord Jesus.
Hey. But she... Yeah, I think you might be listening onto the podcast because you have to work. Otherwise, she was going to call.
Well, man, that's great, man. You know, the fact that that civic media is moving around the state and going to these state fairs and able to connect with people who clearly have an interest in what it is we are doing at civic media, and especially in this instance, and interest in Green Bay and Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger.
Yeah, no, it's there's definitely a lot of Green Bay Packers fans tuning in, so it was great to finally be able to kind of connect with people in person, you know, and also give them a little something back by recording the story, and we are documenting it and putting it on the website as well. So we'll be sending out that URL once all of the stories have been kind of edited a little bit for people to listen to what they said to us. So it's
all right, so where would they go, Jorge, to hear the story?
They would go to civicmedia.us/truth-booth. You know, that would be the URL. There's already some up from the fair in Wausau last week. And it's been, the response has been crazy. I mean, we got about 60 recordings in Green Bay in the last 5 days, just people coming in throughout the day. So it's been really fun.
All right, yeah. My friend, we want to thank you.
Yes, yeah, thank you. Thank you for the time. And yeah, it was great finally chatting with you on the air.
All right, man. Good to hear from you. Really appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, so Gilbert, is that humbling, man?
Very, very humbling.
She said you were quick, man. What was she watching?
Oh, she know like I'm quick to slap a dude in a minute. How about that?
Hey, man.
I'm just saying, brother.
Hey, man. Anyway, man, let's have at it, man. You know, I was asking you. I was asking you, man, about what it feels like to come through the tunnel opening day. I had an opportunity to come through that tunnel.
It ain't the same, Earl.
What?
It ain't the same.
You mean when I came through the tunnel?
When you come through the tunnel, it ain't the same as when we come through the tunnel.
Okay.
It ain't the same, Earl. I ain't going to listen to you tell your story. It ain't the same.
So,
let me set it for you before you get off running off at the mouth. Now, the old tunnel and the new tunnel, I'll have the opportunity to walk through both of them, okay? The old tunnel is not, it has the nostalgic feel of it. The new tunnel is like the nostalgic feel of the old tunnel times 20. You feel what I'm saying? Because the old tunnel, when you're walking down, it was narrow. So let's say if I'm walking out and I can see Reggie White probably 10 feet in front of me, and he's walking down the old tunnel, you can see the light coming off
right.
of him. It's like a movie screen. It's like a TV screen. Big dog walking out. As soon as you get through that tunnel, it opens up. Okay. The new tunnel, it's like an 86-inch TV screen, because way back, you can still see the people.
Right.
And you can hear it, and it's an echo. But when you come down and they introducing the defense, and they say your name, Gilbert Brown from the University of Kansas. Oh my God! If you was dead, you just woke up. You hear me?
Yeah.
If you was dead, you just woke up. Ain't no feeling like that, man.
You know,
no feeling.
You know, having again been in Lambeau and just hear the deafening roar. And opening day, it's bigger than, I mean, it's unmatched,
it
right?
Ain't just, yeah, it ain't just opening day. It's every time you come up there, Earl. It's this, it gets better every time. It's just not because it's opening day. Every time you come through that tunnel, you get electrified. They got a piece, a brick line, I don't know how you call it, that you cross over.
Right.
that was from the old side and all the tradition. It's like as soon as you step across those bricks that's on the floor, tradition hits you, brother. You can't get that in Chicago.
Well, you know, as I was watching over 100 players come out of that tunnel this past Saturday.
Yeah.
Each one of those 100 players were experiencing what you said.
Greatness.
I mean, just coming through that tunnel, you just saw.
You're experiencing greatness, Earl. That's what the G is for on the side of the helmet. Period.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. That's something you can't comprehend because you're old.
Hey, man, I can comprehend it because I witnessed a lot of it.
The G is not for Green Bay. It's for greatness.
Yeah, now, I'll tell you this.
Just like Dallas got that one-star rating on the side of their helmet. One-star rating.
So that energy that you feel at Lambeau Field, when you go on the road and the other team, they got the same thing, man.
Right.
I mean, how do you – so when you hear that, you know, you got a story, man, you want to tell.
They call it momentum. They got the momentum coming out of the gate. I can remember one time, we down in Oakland.
Okay, so hold that thought, man, because we got to go to a break, and I want to catch every second of this, man, because this is pretty good. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. It's just about time to rumble!
Michael Buffer gonna get you.
We'll be right back.
Today forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us. You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. An excessive heat watch begins at 11 a.m. Wednesday and continues until 8 p.m. Thursday night. High of 81 today under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast.
And gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no
home.
I got my grub on, but didn't dig out.
Dig out.
Got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up.
booked it up for later.
Who is that? Who is that, Gilbert?
That's Ice Cube, man.
Oh, okay.
I gotta go because I got me a drop top, and if I hit the switch, I can make the
sampling from the Isley Brothers. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number, under the helmet with the Gravedigger. So, Gilbert, before we went to break, we were talking about the energy that one feels when they come through that tunnel. And like I told you, man, I saw over 100 players with all that Green Bay stuff on coming through the tunnel this past Saturday, man, and they were, I mean, every one of them, knowing that this may be their last opportunity, but, man, you know, maybe they can tell their grandchildren that they ran through that tunnel, whether they make the team or not, but they had that opportunity. They'll remember that for their lifetime.
Absolutely. I mean, just being able to put on that helmet and being able to go through that tunnel and go through the different things that you are to let you know you are a Green Bay Packer. It's totally different.
So let me ask you, these cats all played, were stars on the college level. There's nobody that was on that field that wasn't a star at the college level. So and on the college level, they were stars, and they got to have that energy and excitement playing on the college level. But that can never give you what the pro level offers, can it?
No, everything's different. Everything's different from start up to finish. Everything, like they say, when you go from high school to college to pro, it becomes faster, faster, and faster. So everything's different. The intensity level goes up. Even if you're at Michigan,
right,
where there's 109,000 people, it's different when you're coming through Lambeau Field.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about the story, man. You, because I asked you as well if you're that jacked and excited on when you're playing home, man, when you go on the road, there's some other folk, you know.
Yeah, it's some. Like I said, some ups and downs, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, at home, you're comfortable.
Right.
You know, you got your fans on your side. When you're away, it's totally different.
So, you know, so somebody calling you a bum, man, that, you know.
It gets to you. Like I said, I was coming through the tunnel, man. I'm the big bad grave digger. I'm snorting out smoke out my nose. I'm looking like a bull just ready to attack. And I happened to turn right. And in the stands is this lady. We was just talking about Barb. Well, this lady was older. She had to be 90. And she had the gravedigger on the noose. And she's screaming, "We coming after you today, Brown. We're going to take you out." And I turned and I looked at the guy. And I said, "Man, this old lady just took me out my whole thing, man. I'm like, wait a minute, whose grandma is this over here? Control your grandma."
Hey, man, so how would you even notice, because they got 80,000 fans too.
Oh, man.
What was it about noticing her?
I don't know, man. You know, sometimes, you know, you're in that tunnel vision, man. You see things differently.
Right.
And I happened to, it was like Xerox or something camera.
Xerox.
Well, moment. I'm scoping around, and then all of a sudden something catch my eyes and I zoom in on it. And I could hear every word that was coming out of her mouth over all them people yelling, "We're coming after you today, Brown. We're gonna take you out." Like, I can't believe this grandma whooped my tail before I got on the field.
You know, oh my God. You know, man, it's those of us who, you know, who admire you players and know that, you know, you guys were one of a handful of people who play that game, who were able to rise to the highest level. But to hear the fact that you guys, a little thing like that, because you're taught to ignore all that stuff, right?
Well, I mean, you can't ignore it, Earl. I mean, you know, you're taught to stay focused on the task. It's right. What you're taught to do. But there's a lot of distractions. A lot of distractions.
Yeah, I'm sure when you go into you know, and as they stated, the Raiders, that was one of the most in Philadelphia, those were two of the spots with the craziest fans, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, you got crazy fans all over the place, man. And I always tell everybody when we was playing the Super Bowl, going to the Super Bowl, and we went up into Kansas City, that was the loudest outdoor stadium I ever been in my life. And then when you look up in the stands, it's intimidating because all you see is a sea of red.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, what have we walked into?
Really, man? Really?
Yeah.
So when they talk about mental toughness.
Yes. You got to have it.
Yeah.
You got to have it, Earl. But mental toughness is when you out there at Lambeau Field, it's.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I.
Yeah.
Guess who's back? Still. Still doing that, Andre.
For sure.
Check me out. It's still Dre Day, AK. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage.
Get him, Dre.
Say Dre fell off. How? My last album was The Chronic.
Know if he
still got. All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You know, Gilbert, we got to do a show from Lambeau Field, man.
That would be nice.
Yeah, we gonna set that up.
I know I can get in. Can you get in? I know I can get in. Can you get in?
Well, you said you got a key to the back door. You can slip me in.
I got a key to the back door, but I don't let shady characters in, brother.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm supposed to be the cat providing humor, man, and color, right?
Hey, man.
Hey.
It's too easy. You give me great material, brother.
Hey, let me ask you, man. The talent that was on the field in the game Saturday, and just the talent that the level of talent that the Packers have, and not only the Packers, I mean, just the talent level of football players across the nation, Gilbert, I think is higher than it's ever been.
Yeah, it's the talent, but also you got to remember, with the preseason games, you got that big time talent in the first quarter, and then now the other dudes come in.
Yeah, but even the other dudes
that's trying to make the team.
Gilbert, it doesn't mean they don't have talent.
No, I'm not saying they don't have talent, and I don't say it drops off, because for those other dudes, it's basically an audition. You're auditioning for a job, because if you are pretty good and you got cut by the Green Bay Packers, somebody gonna pick you up just because of what you put out there on tape. So don't ever think that, you know, you playing for the Packers and they come, the Grim Reaper come knocking on your door, that you will not get another opportunity. If you put your best foot forward out there, somebody else is going to give you a shot.
Man, they have so much talent. And even the fact that it was preseason, but whether it's preseason or the regular season, that speed that they displayed, the ability to catch the ball, the running back, that young running back that they have, man.
Yeah,
he got 17 touches in a preseason game. You know, last week he broke one for 80 yards, and so they wanted to see if he was altogether real. So they fed
him
the ball.
Yesterday.
Yeah, 17.
He showed him yesterday. Somebody might lose a job, Earl.
You mean?
Somebody might lose a job.
You mean for the Packers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If this kid keep doing what he's doing, somebody might lose a job.
Well, you know, you don't give him the ball 17 times unless you're looking to see, right?
Absolutely. And plus, you got a new quarterback in there that you want to see.
Oh, yeah. That young...
So you splitting time trying to figure out what he can do and what the other guy can do. And it's a chess game.
And the guy who is the number three running back is a hell of a back himself. But he costs a little bit more than that boy they...
Excuse me, what'd you say?
Gilbert, because last year he was kind of looked at as untouchable, the third string running back.
And
now they don't get this guy the ball 17 times unless they're thinking, hey, maybe. You know,
we can get a cheaper dude for the same.
Yeah, he can do.
But see, Earl, they get creative and they find ways to keep the real ones,
right,
and the good ones by putting them on special teams,
right.
So they don't, because if they put you on practice squad, you're gone.
Yeah, they can just snatch
you up. You know, but if they find a way to put you on like some special team or something like that, then you're safe.
Let me ask you this, man. Because I have been thinking about this for a while. Mm. So here we are, a couple weeks away from the beginning of the season. They got cut down. Mm. They're going to cut 48 to 50 players all at once.
Wow.
Now, we're talking about the Packers, and they've already shown that they've got these great. They know who the 50 are, I think, that they probably are going to keep. They probably know that by now, right?
58.
Yeah. But they probably know that by now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you breathe a sigh of relief and you think, hey, man, I made it. Yeah. But then 50, I don't know how many players, 30 teams. 50 mm-hmm. players across 30 teams helped me do the math at 1,500 players.
Mm-hmm.
Are now
available.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way, Earl. You had your eye on the guy in the draft and the
other
Chicago
team.
Bears picked him up.
Right.
Now you got a guy that you found that played the same position and he hanging around and he made it. But after cut day, that guy they really wanted is available. What you think about that happening to you?
You're
gone.
Right.
An apple and a roadmap, and we holler. That's how they do you, man. Get your apple, your roadmap. Hope you make it back home, son.
You know, see, man. You know, Gilbert, I was telling somebody the other day, I was riveted to the TV when the game was on. And I knew it was preseason. But I knew I wasn't alone. We're ready, man.
No.
I'm like I said, I'm ready to go, man.
It's creeping into football season. Now, as a fan, you're waiting on it, you know. As a guy like myself, it's preseason. Come on, man. You ain't got time to watch. Okay, we'll cut the TV on for a little bit, watch a little bit, and then we go. Because the Bullets ain't live until they play Chicago.
Well, there was a player who hit the New England player. Two of them collided with one another.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And the one player was lying prone. Not moving.
Mm.
We've seen this before, right?
Yeah, man.
And he laid there, and there was no movement. And, you know,
okay.
All the players came out. They were on one knee, and they brought out the stretcher. and it was quiet as can be, you know.
Fumbling.
Yeah, man. So feelings from you guys, man. Even though that wasn't your teammate.
Yeah, we all out there trying to take each other head off, and we all out there, you know, some guys say, if a guy fall down, don't help him up. Let his teammates help him up. Da 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 da. But at the end of the day, man, we all human beings and we care about each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's an eternity.
and lessons learned, man, because, you know, we always teaching these young kids when we out there playing the game of football to watch the big boys up on TV and learn. And that was a main example of you got to keep your head up. You cannot put your head down when you're tackling. Bad things happen. Keep your head up and make the tackle. You know what I'm saying? It's like a magnet on your knees that draw your head down before you make a tackle. You got to force yourself to keep your head up. And great coaches, good coaches, teach that. You know, but in the heat of the battle, man, you don't know what you're doing. You're just trying to do what you're supposed to do.
Well, you know, a prime example is his coach was Bill Belichick, one of the greatest defensive coaches in the history of the game. So, you know, the other part of it, Gilbert, is it reminds us of just how dangerous a game that is.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I don't want to scare nobody, but it's a dangerous game. But if you taught right, it can be a beautiful game. Yeah. If you understand what I'm talking about.
You know, Gilbert, I go back to the days when they didn't have what they have now. When that young man went down, they have the best medical staff.
They got doctors there that's supposed to be at work, but they there for your safety. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't just the elbows and knees doctor. It's the medical doctor.
Right.
Green Bay has two, Dr. John Gray and Dr. McKenzie. One is a medical and one is the bone doctor. You know, get your knees and whatever. So they've been there since I was there. You see what I'm saying? So they was there on the sideline to make sure your safety is up to par.
You know, man, I wanted to ask you about, and I thought about this, man. My era of players of the Packers with Starr and Nitschke and all those guys, and Willie Davis and all those guys, most of them are gone now. And the few that I left will soon be gone. And that era of nostalgia with the Packer, those old Packer players, is gone now. Mm-hmm. And so the players of today don't know anything at all about those kind of players and those kind of things. So it's now it's your generation to carry on that legacy after Starr and all those guys and Willie. Do you ever feel like you guys, your generation, man, now have to carry that mantle?
Absolutely. I mean, there's always reminding in Lambeau Field. I mean, you walk around and you see the Bart Starr on the wall. You see Paul Hornung on the wall. You can see, last time I was inside in the lunchroom, they got a big old picture of me on the wall. And I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was great when I was a player to be sitting in my locker and Ray Nitschke would walk in and come sit next to you and hold a conversation. Right. Who am I to get this opportunity? We have to be able to let the old guys rub off on the new guys to keep the tradition going. Plain and simple.
Well, you know, you're the old guy now.
Unfortunately.
And so I'm just wondering.
Oh, good looking guy, Earl.
But I'm just
good looking.
I'm just wondering if they allow you guys the kind of freedom to move around that they did those.
No, they don't. You know when the upstairs changes the outlook of certain things. I mean, when I was there, old guys would be walking in the locker room, talking. We don't do that no more.
Well, to me, that's a mistake.
To me too, because it's kind of like they keeping us away, or I mean, don't get me wrong. Alumni weekend, we all over the place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But what about the Wednesday when we in town? We want to come and see the boys.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't like we a security threat.
So do you think that comes from the president?
It comes from upstairs.
Yeah, I don't know where it comes from.
I think it comes from upstairs. I don't know. I don't know why they want to keep tradition away like that.
So neither do I. I mean, that's something we're going to talk about a little bit more on the other side, because I think that's important, don't you?
I really do think it's important. It helped me when Ray Nitschke came down and sat next to me and talked to me in the locker room.
Yeah, that's worth asking the question on a higher level. Got to go to a break. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. I see you, Dave. 844-967-2789. You can join the conversation.
Earl, you trying to get me kicked out of
we'll be right back.
No, man.
The New York Times side. Staying alive was no job. Had second hands. Mom's bounced on over.
All right. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Let's go right to the phone lines. And David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. How you doing? You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Gilbert. Good talking to you guys. Really quickly, in reference with what you're just saying, I'm shocked with what you're saying about, you know, not being able to come down in the locker room and talk to the guys. I think that that's a huge mistake. And the fact that the time that you played and the knowledge that you have and everything that you've learned, you're not able to pass some of that stuff on, you know, to these younger kids. And I think that does a huge disservice to the current generation, because, you know, listen, there's a lot of things that go on, and yes, you know, you want to enjoy football and everything, but it's sort of like, I personally feel, Gilbert, that maybe there has to be some more of an outreach somehow to kind of just say, hey, listen, I really, really enjoy, you know, I would enjoy, you know, talking to some of these young guys, if you're willing, because I think, you know, listen, some of these young guys, they remember when you played. They look up to you and what have you, and I think that that's huge. One thing I was going to say in reference with the game the other day, or on Saturday, with that young man, and you're right, you got to, you know, keep your head up at all times and what have you, because this is unfortunately part of the game where you can suffer a serious injury. And I think, you know, I go back really quickly, you know, back, I think, wasn't Chuck Cecil on your team back in the day?
You know, no, he was up before me.
He was before him. And he was like a human missile. And he really caused some, like, wicked, wicked hits. And I think that that was kind of the start of, you know, when they started changing the whole idea of the whole tackling end of things a little bit because of what he was doing. I'm not sure if you agree with that, Gilbert, but I just wanted to say, keep on plugging with that and try to get, you know, some of the other guys with you to try to convince the upper level manager, whoever it is, to do that, because I really do feel that the knowledge that you have is very important to pass on to these
guys. Hey, David,
guys,
thank you very much for the call. You know, Gilbert, That really is, and I thought about that, and it's why I brought it up. I do know, and you know, that tradition, when you talk about that tradition, now that tradition is you, and you're the living tradition. It's one thing about having tradition that, you know, is gone, but you can carry that. And so that is kind of perplexing to me, because whoever is in that upper management now knew the importance of having those guys around. And, you know, you just kind of lose.
No, don't get me wrong, Earl. They're doing changes. There's a lot of changes that they're doing. Sometimes some changes take a little bit longer than others. You know, some guys need to speak up, because if guys don't speak up, they're scared they're going to lose their way of becoming or staying around. You know,
right.
A lot of guys come to me and I take it to them. I mean, because you gotta have a voice. And if you don't have a voice, nothing will change. And that's what I'm doing. I mean, I'll come out and I'll say something and maybe it'll get me in trouble. Maybe it won't. You know what I'm saying? But then again, at least they know.
Well, you know, Gilbert, if you look at that Ring of Honor at Lambeau Field.
Prestigious.
Yeah, I know. But there's only a handful of you guys left.
Mm-hmm.
Still with us. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you got to take advantage of you guys while you're still around.
Absolutely. I mean, when you look up there, it's one name up there that may help us all as in our
Leroy
era,
Butler.
And that's Leroy Butler. Right. Leroy Butler. You know, he's a voice for us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, it's up to us to be able to speak out, and it's up to for us to have a voice, and we have a voice. And like I say, over at 1265 Lombardi Avenue is the best organization in the world. But we do need changes over there, and we got good people in certain places like Kathy DeWarg that really helps us out. You know, she's the person we got to go to get things done, and she usually gets it done for us.
Well, you know, man, when you talk about on a national level with the Packers having the NFL draft in 2025, it certainly leads people or lends people's who may not know the importance and the power of Lambeau Field, because to be able to have the NFL draft is, you know, it's not everybody gets that.
No. I mean, it's kind of like you get that, but can we ever host the Super Bowl there? I doubt it, because it's cold and people don't want to sit out in the cold. And big millionaires don't want to sit out in the cold and do that.
Yeah.
But how awesome would that be to have a Super Bowl in Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Hey, Gilbert.
How awesome would that be?
No.
Detroit had one, though. Detroit had one.
They had an inside stadium, man.
Man, no, put nobody, your big boy no, pants no, on and sit nobody, out there and watch no, the greatest nobody, game on look, in the world.
Gilbert, they made that mistake in New York about 10 years ago. They had a Super Bowl in New York. You remember that?
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Hey, Calvin, look that up real quick. They had a Super Bowl in New York.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, man. And it was.
I ain't see nobody out there in snorkels watching the game. What are you talking about? 10 years ago.
Well, man, you know, 10
Please
years.
Look that up, Calvin. Yeah. That was probably 1946.
No.
Earl had lost his brain somewhere.
They tried it.
So what? That was New York. It ain't Green
Bay.
But
it was
a totally
cold.
Different
it
thing.
Was, yeah, it's going to be even colder in Green Bay than
it's
it was
Lambeau
in New York.
Field, man. People want to get out there and sit out there and watch that?
Okay, the guru has it.
It was in New Jersey in 2014.
2014 in New Jersey. Yeah. And,
okay,
amen.
Okay,
and it was,
finally you got something right. Okay,
all right. Amen. Hey, and it was, and I remember
what was so
the game.
Bad about it? What was so bad about it?
It was too cold, man. It affects the quality of
football
the game.
Football is a game of elements.
Hey, Gilbert.
Period.
Yeah, but not the
Sit
Super Bowl.
Sit down and enjoy it.
But not the Super
not
Bowl.
Not the Super Bowl.
No, man. No. You know, it's all that
how
other stuff that
you,
goes
how
on
many,
with.
How many of these real people would love to go sit down in Lambeau Field and watch the Super Bowl? Let's take a poll on that.
Yeah, well, maybe people from the state of Wisconsin, but not from California and Florida. Listen, man, we got to run, man. It's always too short.
All right, brother.
All right,
I appreciate
man. We'll, yeah.
We'll, all right, Calvin.
Have a great week, Gilbert. We'll reconnect next week.
All right, brother.
Under the helmet with the
grave
digger.
I like the shirt, too, man. I like the shirt.
Well, thank you. On the Earl Ingram Show.
Legends on this.